There was a time when one's heritage and culture was repressed in school. As time passed, many places realized it was important to not lose that history and heritage, for it could and should be celebrated among the many citizens of this nation. Today's feature is about one of those places that looks at the past with purpose. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
This is Andrew McRae reminding you of a great trip we are taking this summer with you, our listeners. Join us August 3rd through 12th as we fly to Calgary, Canada. We'll take in the amazing scenery around Jasper and Banff and even take a ride to the top of a glacier. Then we experience Sleeper Plus service aboard Via Rail's historic Canadian train to Vancouver. We'll make agricultural stops like Bouchard Gardens and Golden Ears Cheese Crafters. We'll take a ferry ride to beautiful Victoria as well. Don't miss out. Call 800-826-2266 for more information or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. The Okta Lakota followed the buffalo herds in what is today the Dakotas. You can see their history at the museum here in Chamberlain, South Dakota. But this is a place about the present as well. Vicki Dykes says the St. Joseph School was begun here in 1927 to assist children of those tribes.
I have read in the history of St. Joe's, Father Dionne wanted to work with indigenous people. He did it over in Europe, and he wanted to come here and start that and work with it. He felt the need was for the Native American people.
Times were tough everywhere in America during the 1930s when this school was just taking root.
We used to have a facility or a home for babies even. Like in the 30s and stuff, they would find children on the doorstep of the baby's home because they knew they couldn't feed their children.
Vicki says visitors literally from around the world come here to Chamberlain. She notes one group in particular drawn to the museum and school.
The European people, I find when they come, they're very intrigued by the Native American people. Their cultures, their powwows, their colors, everything. And I think that draws them in. Because what we represent is the traditional way.
The school and museum receive donations. The gift shop sells traditionally made items, which helps offset costs as well. This school is a place the heritage of the Okta Lakota lives on.
So now they're realizing that in all of our nationalities and cultures, we should keep it alive so we understand where we came from. And I think the people are deciding that they don't want to lose it. It's a beautiful culture.
The museum is open to the public. It's a great place to learn more and to help support the focus on kids and local heritage. Traveling the countryside in Chamberlain, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.